Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm David Martos. We're in the 79th edition of the Mostra de Venezia, and we're here with Oliver Hermanus, director of Living. Hello, Oliver. How are you?
Very good. How are you?
Fine. You're bringing the movie here out of competition, and this is a very rare slot for a movie shot in Sundance. How do you feel?
I feel very lucky. I mean, I'm very grateful to Venice for letting us be here and inviting us and celebrating our film, but I do feel like I'm the kid that snuck in.
Why is that?
Because, you know, this is a festival that world premieres films, and we had a premiere in Sundance in January, but it was a virtual festival, so this feels like a premiere, very much like our premiere. But yes, we bent the rules here slightly.
Do you feel somehow like you are a son of Venice Film Festival, because Mofi was here and it had great reviews?
Definitely. This is actually my third film. My third film here. So it's been... Okay. I've come to Venice with most of my work now, so that probably means hopefully I'm a son.
Yeah. How do you feel about that? Because, I mean, you know, there are some directors that are related to some festivals. Big names, big festivals help to build a career.
Definitely a relationship. I think that I feel that there's a relationship here with Venice. I feel that Alberto Barbera has really supported me and has encouraged me through selecting my work and making me as a filmmaker feel like I'm growing. And so there's definitely that experience of it. And I feel that, yes, when I make another film, my mind probably goes, you know, I'd like to show that in Venice. So I think it worked.
Okay, so let's talk about Living. Your telephone rang at some point, and there was a project for you, yes, called Living, a remake of Kurosawa's film with Bill Nighy and Ishiguro involved. Yes. How did you feel, and why and how did you say yes to this project?
It just seemed crazy, really. You know, remake a Kurosawa, work with Bill Nighy in a screenplay written by Kazuo Ishiguro, it sort of sounds nuts, and you go like, well, yes, I'll definitely try and do that, because it's just an exciting prospect. I mean, scary, but I never really felt like, oh no, I could never. I generally felt like I'd like to be part of that.
So you translated the post-war Japan to Britain in 1953. How did you manage to capture the essence of Britishness, I would say?
Probably by observing British people. I watched a lot of films from the 50s and the 40s, a lot of Ealing Studios. Ishiguro was amazing at being a kind of well of knowledge, and he was able to feed me things and, you know, really exposed me to what he felt were the works that sort of celebrated that period, but also the sort of style of British cinema. And you can really see that in the way that I sort of made Living. I incorporated a lot of elements that I feel are celebrating of the 50s.
And what about Bill Nighy? Because directing him can be, I think, a challenge and a pleasure at the same time.
Absolutely. Every actor, like, you know, acting is an art form, and so to collaborate with an artist like that is just an opportunity. And I've been saying to people, you know, in the preparation for this process with Bill, spending time with Bill, it was like watching an actor prepare, but you're also sort of seeing somebody who's so experienced and so instinctive and so talented at what they do. And it was a privilege, and it was something that I will always keep, because I don't think every actor is like Bill. Bill has a particular kind of sensory experience of acting that I think is very special.
What kind of relationship did you two build up for the set? How did you relate on the set?
It's, for me, sets are always about protection. I like to make the actors feel that this is a creative space for them, and it's ultimately we're shooting performances, so I try to keep it as tight as I can for them. And that was the same for Bill, just making sure that he felt free. But he's, again, so experienced that he knows how to kind of adjust to things. My job is to just kind of keep them all focused and let them, you know, be instinctive and intuitive in all of their performing.
Okay, and from now on, I wonder how the life of the film is going to be.
Who knows? I mean, we
have a release planned in,
of course, yeah, we have
Europe.
We have releases all over Europe and America, and this is like a film that, for me, that I think is hopefully a film that will just make people feel really good and will be something that hopefully they'll watch more than once, because maybe, you know, my egotistical ambition is that it's something that people will come back to because of the way that it makes them feel.
So this is the interview for Fred, the Festival Insider. We've been with Oliver Hermanus, director of Living, here out of competition. Oliver, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. And as I said, I'm David Martos, and this is Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.